must win both levels as a leader to be successful. As long as you're winning, people are willing to follow, even if you are hard on them or positional in your leadership. However, when you drive people to achieve without slowing down to build relationships, a part of them will want to see you lose. There's a saying that if you step on people's fingers on the way up, they may trip you on the way down. At the very least, if you fail, they'll celebrate your fall and then move on. 3. Permissional leaders can be taken advantage of. People whose leadership style is non-relational are usually seen as no-nonsense leaders. Positional leaders often use their positions to distance themselves from subordinates. High achievers sometimes intimidate their followers, but when leaders are relational, their followers naturally get closer to them. That sometimes means that they mistake kindness for weakness. They believe that encouragement means they don't have to respect boundaries. They assume that empowerment means they have the freedom to do whatever they want. As a result, they take advantage of their leaders. As you build relationships with people on level 2, I believe you will find that there are 4 kinds of people. Takers, who leverage the relationship to better themselves but not you or anyone else. They borrow your influence but keep the return. Developers, who leverage the relationship in a positive way, bettering themselves and you. Acquaintances, who are content to live off of their relationship with you passively, benefiting from successes but never contributing or taking responsibility to grow themselves. Friends, who enjoy their relationship with you, returning your goodwill and never taking unfair advantage of it. Being relational is a risk, just as opening yourself up to falling in love is a risk. Sure, you can stay guarded and never get hurt, but you will also never have the chance to have deep, rewarding relationships that will enrich your life and the lives of others. 4. Permission leadership requires openness to be effective. Most people don't want to admit their mistakes, expose their faults, and face up to their shortcomings. They don't want their flaws to be discovered. They don't get too close to people because of the negatives in their lives. And if people receive a leadership position, the urge to hide their weaknesses can become even stronger. Most people believe they must show greater strength as leaders. However, if leaders try to maintain a facade with the people they lead, they cannot build authentic relationships.